Hello and welcome back to episode 95 of what used to be the Positive Pig podcast and is now suddenly and without warning called Empower State. If you are listening in the future, then you might not know what the fuck I'm talking about, but for those of you who have been my OG listeners, you will know. I'm going to talk a bit more about that soon, but for now, how are you? I hope that you are well and that you've had a wonderful, wonderful week. As always, thank you so much for your lovely reviews. I'm going to read another one out this week, and this one says, the best podcast of its kind. I've been listening to Sophie's podcast for a while now, and each time I get to the end of the latest episode, and I just go right back to the beginning and listen from scratch, because I can't imagine life without listening to her motivating, funny, friendly, interesting, and informative pod. It feels like listening to a friend, and I just love Sophie's style and making the information normal and funny, but also practical. I've listened to a few other podcasts of similar nature, but no one beats Sophie's. Thank you so much. What a huge compliment. Very, very grateful for all of your lovely reviews. Please keep them coming. And remember, every review that you leave me on Apple will go into a quarterly draw for a free one-to-one. The first one will be drawn on the last day of March. So any that I can see on Apple that have been left for me this year will go into the draw. And then any others will follow over to the next draw. Sometimes they do take a few days to show up, so I will just put them into the next draw if I don't catch them in time. Anyway, this week we are going to talk about something that is super transformative and that I'm very excited about, and that is the topic of identity. Now, when it comes to manifestation, identity is very, very important because whoever you view yourself to be and whatever you view yourself as worthy of having and as already having is what you're going to experience in your 3D reality. So if your identity is one of lack or one that just doesn't align with the person in your vision, then it's going to be very difficult for you to receive the things that are in that vision. So I want to start by asking you a question. And that question is, who are you, or who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Da, 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 da. I love that song. I'm going to add that to my playlist after. So who do you think you are? If somebody said, who are you? You would give them your name. And then what questions do you think would lead on from that if you were trying to find out somebody's identity? Or what information would lead on from that if you were trying to explain who you were? So the chances are it would be things like your job, maybe that you're a mum or that you're not a mum, or that you're a certain age or where you live. All of these things that didn't exist until we decided that they existed. So if you take away who you are, what you're doing here, what your name is, what your age is, what you do for a living, who your family is, everything that you think of being you, your identity, then you would still exist. Would you agree? There'd be something there that would still make you you. Imagine you just like woke up on a desert island and you had absolutely no recollection of anything about yourself. You'd never even seen yourself in a mirror. Nothing. You didn't know anything about yourself other than that you exist. And that is what we call consciousness. It's your awareness of the fact that you exist. But then what we do is we give each other and we give ourselves all of these different labels that become our identity. And that's fine in some ways, but in other ways, it can be really detrimental because we hold on to them so tightly that we don't know how to be anything else. And we think that we can't be anything else. And that's just not fucking true, guys. It's not true. So just literally off the top of my head, I'm going to say some things that I've held about myself for years. Some of them will probably be negative, some of them will probably be more positive. So I'm called Sophie. I'm 35. I'm a teacher. I have ADHD. I am messy. I'm disorganized. I'm chatty. I'm funny. I procrastinate. I'm always running late. I'm addicted to sugar. I'm friendly. So I'll stop there. But they are just things that come to mind that have been a part of my identity for a long time. And some of them were positive things that I would like to keep. And some of them, I think, no, that's not really doing me any favour. So things like being messy, but I don't mind being chatty, and I don't mind being funny, and I don't mind being friendly. So some things are not bad. Some things are not holding you back. They're not limiting you. Other things are. Now, when I think about those things, like I'm called Sophie, for example, somebody else gave me that and I'm quite happy with it. I'm quite happy with that name. I'm very grateful for it. However, it only exists because somebody told me that I'm called Sophie. It was my mum, in fact. Thanks, mum. So if I hadn't have had that experience, if somebody hadn't have decided I was called Sophie, that would not be who I was. I'd be somebody completely different. I might be called Veronica or something. I don't know. I don't know where Veronica came from. But these things that become such a big part of our identity are not really who we are. Or they are for a time, but we can change them when we decide that we want to. They're malleable. You can change them. So when you are thinking about an identity shift, the first thing to do is think about the woman or the man who is in your vision, right? The person who's got all of the things that you want to experience already happening, because that version of you already exists. There is no time and space as we understand it. It already exists. All possibilities are happening all at the same time. The difference is that we're not in alignment with them because we hold a different identity, and therefore we're taking different actions, we're thinking different thoughts, all of that stuff. So get really clear on who is that person who is in your vision. I can just see Gloria eating a massive ball of her own fur off the carpet. I despair. I'm not even going to stop her because she'll just cough it back up after. It'll be fine. Anyway. Okay, so think of that person who is in your vision. How would you describe them? What identities do they hold about themselves? What beliefs do they have about themselves? And that's where you'll start to see the gaps between what you're thinking and what you're believing and what the person who already has your vision is thinking and believing about themselves. And that is where you can make a shift into a new identity. So there's a few ways that you can do this. Oh, she's coming up here. She's coming up for a guest appearance. If you hear a bit of rustling, a bit of grooming, it's just Gloria. So anyway, let me think. Oh, you keep distracting me, Gloria. And I'm not a distracted gal now. I used to be, but I'm not anymore. So let me take a moment. Oh, so I was saying about ways that you can shift your identity. So first of all, I'm just going to redirect you back to a couple of past episodes. One of them is about creating an alter ego, and another one is about method acting. So if you put those two things together, they will be really helpful for getting you to have an identity shift. But I'm just going to talk today a bit more about what an identity shift is and what that might look like in reality, this reality, the 3D reality. Like I said before, everything, every possible outcome, every possible version of you already exists. There is a version of you where you don't have anything. Maybe you're homeless. There's a version of you where you are a mum or not a mum. There's a version of you with all different kinds of jobs, everyone that you can imagine, that you personally can imagine. There is a version of you that lives in a different country and was born in a different country. So there's all these different possibilities that you can think of with your imagination that are all happening simultaneously, and they're all different versions of you, which means that you already have everything that you need to have that vision that you hold, whatever that might be. What you've got to do is start stripping away anything that's not in alignment with that. And you might need to add a couple of things in, but it's much more about taking away things that are out of alignment. And I think that's where a lot of people get confused, especially, you know, me. I have got this confused for a long time. It's that you're already worthy to receive that exactly as you are. We need to just take away all of those things that are not in alignment and stop doing certain things that our vision version wouldn't do, rather than doing more stuff that they would. Does that make sense? Because if you'd removed those limits that you've put on yourself through your identity, then you would naturally be doing the things that that vision version already does. So let me just give you an example before I confuse you, right? The woman in my vision goes and drinks coffee in a nice coffee shop. In fact, it's one called Rivington Barn near me, and enjoys her own company and reads a book. Now, it's not that I needed to start doing that. It's that I needed to remove the block that was stopping me from doing that. So I had this weird awkwardness, this bit of a fear of like sitting in front of people and just drinking a coffee and reading my book and having something to eat. It felt very uncomfortable to me because my identity at the time was not one who resonated with that. It was a past version of me that's now gone. So when I went this weekend and I did that again for the second time, it was so much more enjoyable because I'd released that fear that I was holding. And it was only a little fear, like it wasn't like, you know, terrifying, but it was enough to stop me doing it. So it wasn't that I was forcing myself to go and have a coffee. It was that I was allowing myself to go and have a coffee in front of everybody and sit reading my book in the sunshine. Does that make sense? It was already there. I just had to remove the fear of doing it, not force myself to actually go and do that. Another example of this would be eating habits. So for me, eating is something that I have struggled. Well, it's not something I've struggled with. That's the problem. No, eating habits and the way that I have a relationship with food has been a struggle for me for my whole life. And this week, and part of last week, I started stepping into this new identity and releasing this need to eat sugar to deal with like whatever was going on. Because that's what I'd done. I'd been eating loads of sugar to deal with any kind of uncomfortable emotions. And I became aware of that. And I thought, the woman in my vision would do this. So I stepped into her and I just stripped back what was no longer needed. I am actually, and always have been, a person who thoroughly loves vegetables and things like that. I like healthy food. I just couldn't be asked making it for myself. So I would rely on like very high sugar snacks to, for one, be like a bit of an emotional crutch. And secondly, just because couldn't be asked and I was getting all my calories from doing that. But once I identified that that was something that the past version of me was doing and I needed to just strip that back so that the new version of me could come through, who cooks for herself, who looks after herself, who makes meals, who uses her kitchen, who for more than a pot noodle, who does all these things, it wasn't hard to start eating really well. And for a full week and a bit, I've eaten spectacularly, guys. I'm just gonna blow my own fucking trumpet for a second. I've eaten so much vegetables, so much fruit, very, very, very little sugar, like absolute minimum sugar. And it's not been hard. And this is the thing. It's not been a struggle. I've not had to use willpower. And I am a person who has got lots of experience having to force myself to do things and having to use my willpower and hang on to something as long as I could before I inevitably broke. So this is why I want you to try and think about having an identity shift rather than just changing yourself to fit. When you have an identity shift, things become easy. It's not hard because that identity never even associated with the ideas of being addicted to sugar or being disorganized or being messy or whatever it is that you want to get rid of, so that your real top tier version can start shining through. The reason that we have these behaviours and things in the first place, like being lazy or being messy or being tired all the time or being disorganised or whatever it is that you feel like you are, is just because you're hanging on to beliefs that are not serving you. And most of the time, those beliefs are not even yours. They are not even yours. They've been given to you years ago. And once you strip those back, of course you act in alignment with your goals. Of course you eat healthily. Of course you get things done. Of course you live in a beautiful space. All of these things become natural because you're not holding on to this identity that is not serving you anymore. I'm going to give you another little example just to clarify that point that I've just made, right? So let's say you had a smoker and a non-smoker. Okay, two different people. Somebody who has smoked 20 a day for several years and somebody who has never smoked. So you've got those two different people. And those two different people are on a night out. They've had a few bevs in the beer garden. And somebody comes over to them and offers them a cig, right? Now, the smoker is trying to quit. They're trying to quit. And they've been going for 20 days now. 20 days straight without having a cig, right? So this person comes over and he says, does anyone want a cig? Leans down to the table. The person who has been a smoker and holds that identity, which is the key point here, the person that holds the identity of being a smoker will then say something like, oh, what are they? What kind are they? What make are they? Or, oh, I shouldn't because I'm trying to quit. Or they should say, I better not spoil it because I've gone 20 days without smoking so far. And everybody will congratulate them and say, wow, well done, 20 days. But they still hold the identity of a smoker. Because if they didn't, what are they keeping fucking count for? What are they keeping count for? There's no reason to keep count unless you decide that you are inevitably going to fall off the wagon and go back because you still hold that identity of a smoker or of a binge eater or of a drug user or of somebody who procrastinates, whatever it is that you hold. Whereas the other person just says, no, thanks. It doesn't have to think about it. It's natural for them to decline having a cig because why would they have a cig? They're not a smoker. So by shifting into the identity of the non-smoker, it's as if that has never been a part of the reality. And I know that sounds odd, but willpower, using your willpower to do anything, including to strip back behaviours that are no longer aligning with your vision, is difficult because willpower is a very limited source. You only get so much of it. And when it runs out, you fall off the wagon and then you feel shit. And then that affirms even deeper that identity that you are this or you are that, something that you don't want to be. So just start acting as if you are the person who has never been the smoker or has never been a binge eater or has never done whatever behaviour it is that has had you in a grip for years. Act as if that has never been you. Step into an identity that does not resonate with that behaviour anymore. And not just one that doesn't resonate with it anymore, one that just doesn't resonate with it full stop. It's never existed in their reality. And if you're finding that a difficult concept to come to terms with, that you can just be a new identity at any point, I want you to just think for a second of all the identities that you've already held to this point in your life. You have been a newborn baby. You've been a little tiny baby. You have been a schoolboy or a schoolgirl. You have been whatever your past job was. You've been in a relationship with somebody else. You've been their girlfriend or their partner or their boyfriend or whatever. You have been so many different identities and you will go on to be so many more different identities in the future. I went out yesterday for my dinner with my granddad, and I was looking at my granddad, and my granddad's like 88 now. Pretty cool dude. doing very well, very nimble with a walking stick, I must say. But at some point, he has been a little boy. He's been a young man. And it just made me think how we're always shifting. All the time we're shifting non-stop into different versions of ourselves in different parts of our life. So don't for one second think that you are stuck in a certain identity. You can shift it at any fucking time. And another point to back that up would be all the identities that you have right now, which are slightly different depending on your environment. So you'll have a slightly different identity at work to the one that you have at home with your family, and another one to what you have with your friends. We all have slightly different identities depending on who we are with, and we're viewed in different ways. And none of those are really true, because it's just what we're deciding at that time. And you can decide to become the woman who is in your vision right now. You can strip back all the things that are not aligning with that vision, and you can allow yourself to do the things that you imagine that she already does. It's about allowing yourself to do them rather than forcing yourself to do them. Allow yourself to be in a nice, clean, tidy space. Allow yourself to go and have coffee in a lovely coffee shop and sit outside reading your book. Allow yourself to do all of the things that you know she would do, because you've stripped back the beliefs that are stopping you from doing them. Because they didn't exist for you, you wouldn't have them in your imagination. They wouldn't be there. And lastly, I just wanted to talk for a second about why I have decided to change the name of the podcast and have a bit of a rebrand. This is not a strategic decision that I have made. This is an intuitive decision that I've made. And this came through yesterday. I was on my way home from the Trafford Centre, which is a shopping centre near where I live. And I just had this message, you need to rebrand it to this. You need to rebrand it. Like, it was like so loud and so clear. I couldn't wait to get home so I could get my journal out and like write down what I was hearing. So the name Empower State came to me a while back, and it was in relation to a new membership that I am in the process of creating, and I felt super, super excited about that name. I will talk more about that in the membership part when that starts, which won't be very long now because I'm in the middle of writing all the content and filming it all. But the name felt bigger than that. It felt like it was supposed to be something bigger. So the name Positive Pig has served me so well, and I absolutely adore that name and adore what it has done for me. And last night I had to go and have a bath. I was supposed to sit down and write my podcast notes, which is why I'm now doing it at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I was supposed to do that and I couldn't. I had to go and sit in the bath and just process, because I knew, due to the fact that I always trust my intuition all the time, that I had to make this change, right? And that was quite a difficult change for me. But I trust my intuition, so I never go against it now. And to be honest, when I got that message that I had to rebrand it, I felt sad. Like, I felt like I was letting go. Oh, it's making me nearly cry. Hang on. I felt like I was shedding the last part of me before I step up into this new level that I've been feeling has come in for a while now. But the podcast, Positive Pig, took me from... It made me scrite last night. I don't know what it is, but it's emotion. It's going to come out. So, no, I do know what it is. It's the fact that it took me from the worst place that I have ever been in, having nothing and having everything taken away from me, to getting to the point where I can have my own business and do what I love every day. And I'm so, so grateful for everything that it's done for me so far, and all the doors and the opportunities that it's opened up for me. That it felt really difficult to let that name go. I know it sounds daft because you just think it's just a name, but it became a part of my identity. Like, people would be like, oh, hi, Positive Pig. You know, they would, like, use that as a bit of a nickname. But it was time for me to let it go, because in order to step into this new, more powerful, more impactful, more aligned version of myself who gets to help millions of people around the world, I need to let that bit go now, and I need to step into this new identity that I'm being called to. So that is why I have decided to change the podcast. I do apologize for you having to listen to a several minute strike off me there at this time in the morning, but I would always tell you to release your emotions too. So what I'm trying to say is that even though I feel uncomfortable with this shift, I know intuitively that this is what I need to do, because I am actually excited about it as well. It's not like I'm terrified of it. I'm excited for it. I'm just sort of sad that I'm letting that last part of myself go, because she is the... I'm off again. She is the version who was like brave enough to click the publish now button and has just fucking transformed my life, like, completely. And that's difficult to let go of, but yeah, it's time. So let's get it together, self. Get it together. Oh, isn't it weird, the things that make you cry? But I hope that you understand that. If you've been listening from the start, then you will understand that. You'll understand how much I've grown and the journey that I've been on over the last 2.5 years of having this podcast, and all of the people that have sent me messages to say how much this podcast has helped them. And that's what's making me emotional, is the impact that it's already had and how it has saved me, like, in so many ways. And I'm just super, super, super grateful for Positive Pig and everything that that represented. And I am ready to go into the next chapter. And I'm so grateful that you are all coming with me. So I'm going to go now before I'm hysterical, because I have actually got to go and do another 3 weeks of work first. And I'm now striking and it's 8 o'clock in the morning. So have a wonderful day. And I will speak to you next week. I'll see you later, guys. Bye.